Well, I've never faced him in an official match before, and I know that he's one of the leaders of the next generation and very nice guy. I practiced with him several times, and yes, we practice in Monte Carlo, but you can't really compare practice session with official match. I knew that he has a big serve and big forehand, and I obviously studied his game thoroughly before I came onto the court. I had to start sharp with the right intensity, and break of serve in the first game gave me, wings, I would say, and relaxed me a bit so I could just start off in a best possible fashion. I thought most of my service games I won comfortably. I was pretty dominant on my serves. I thought I played a very solid match. Obviously he probably played first time on Roland Garros center court, so it wasn't easy, emotionally to kind of deal with all this, circumstances that are quite different for him. But as I said, I'm sure we'll see a lot of him in the future because he does possess a really powerful game.
I read an interview with you, and you said a few months ago that Hubert is among new names that are interesting in tennis. And do you think that Hubert can be in the top 10, top 12, 20 in the future?
I think so. I think he definitely has the potential because, of, as I said, of the quality game, big serve, big forehand, and very solid backhand. Obviously, there are always things to improve, and I'm sure he's still young. So as he goes along, he's going to improve. And he had a couple of big wins against top 10 players, Nishikori, Dominic Thiem, in big tournaments. So it doesn't seem like he's overwhelmed by the occasion. It seems like he likes to play in a big matches, and he seems very mature and for his age. So. I think he's got a really good chance to reach the top of the tennis.
Can you say a little bit about the new court? How did it feel for your first match there?
Very nice. I mean, great job, Roland Garros, for sure, to make this kind of renovation and the proportions of the constructional work that was done in less than 12 months is really impressive. It's definitely not easy for to accomplish all of this. And everybody's talking about center court, but there are many other different changes and facility improvements. And that's really, I'm very impressed. And also it's a pleasure to play in the new court. It's different. It's a different feeling. It looks different, obviously, and feels a bit different. Feels a little bit more like indoor, which I like. The original, so to say, look of a center court that we are used to for so many years is not there anymore. So it's a bit of a strange feeling, but absolutely, marvelous stadium. I think it's beautiful, and they've done a good job.
Novak, you come into Roland Garros with some newfound strength. Can you tell us about what happened when you were exercising in the gym the other day? Yeah. And have you received a bill from Roland Garros for what happened there?
I probably will. I have not received it yet. At least it hasn't come to my attention, but I'm expecting a bill. The damage was pretty big, I must say. Huge muscles that I possess, it's kind of expected I make the big hole like that.
Can you tell us what happened, Novak? What were you doing?
I was just doing my pre-training session warm-up routine, and I took the medicine ball, and I just swing with the ball quite hard in front of me kind of to warm up upper body, and after a second throw, I heard a crack, and the wooden floor completely collapsed under. And they fixed it in less than a day. Next day, it wasn't there. But next day, I was doing it on a concrete wall and concrete steps, so I learned my lesson.
Novak, in terms of focus and nerves before first round, was it maybe easier to have to face such a tricky opponent right away to get into it, or was it not different at all?
Well, you know, I like the fact that I had a, you know, very good quality opponent in the first round, because that gets me going with the right intensity from the start. You know, I'm focused, I'm determined, and sharp from the blocks, and that's what happened. So I, you know, even though I never played him, never faced him in an official match, I still, you know, felt he can be a great threat if I allow him, you know, to play his tennis. So I actually thought I played well, and all the elements in my game worked well. So I'm very pleased.
Novak, what do you have to do at Roland Garros this year to give yourself the best chance to win? What is the one key thing?
To win a tennis match. It's, you know, quite different situation for me now than it was 12 months ago, obviously. Very different. And I put myself in a situation where I can actually make history of tennis again, and obviously I have a very high ambitions for this tournament. It's not a secret, but at the same time, it's not the first time that I'm facing these kind of circumstances. It's not the first Grand Slam in my career. I've played so many. I know it's 2 weeks potentially long, and I just need to be in my lockdown, so to say, mentally, and just do things that have worked for me in the past, and depending on opponent, you have to adjust tactically. But I'm definitely going to work on my game so I can improve every match.
Novak, if you could compare your generation of tennis players like you, Andy Murray, and the others, and the current, like the people who was born in the 21st century, if you, the mentally, how could you compare your generation and the newest one mentally? Do you see any differences?
Well, first of all, you know, there's always, you know, some special players coming out from every generation. So it's there's no specific rule for some unique talents and players that made history of this sport. But in general, I feel because the tennis has improved so much, and professional sport in general, that young athletes are more dedicated, more professional, more responsible. They understand the kind of a holistic approach to, so to say, a professional tennis and professional sport in general. 15 years ago, when I was making my breakthrough, you know, I didn't think it was as professional as it is today. You know, you see guys like Hubert or Dennis or Felix, or, you know, the leaders of the new generation, or Tsitsipas or Zverev, you know, they all have big teams of people around, experts for every field, and they got everything covered, so they're fully committed, they know what they are doing, and that's what it takes. You know, I think in general tennis has improved as a game, and I think that's what incentivized and inspired also young athletes to follow up.